at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now, the host of the Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris, on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
And back together, hour two, KMOX, Scott Mosby at your service, 50,000 watts on KMOX and plenty of FM bandwidth on 97.1 FM Talk. We are here at your service. Rich Orris is convalescing. I am filling in for the famous Rich Orris, normally the host of the KMOX Home Improvement Show and 97.1 Right at Home with Rich. So anyway, I'm sitting the seat that I did for some years. I have a guest in studio with me, Tom Kelly of Neil Kelly Company, a full-service design-build remodeling company out of Portland, Oregon, just happened to be guest here with us. So I thought, well, that would be good radio, a little bit of history from one of the, what we call that, I guess would be foundational companies in our industry that taught a lot of the rest of us. We emulate, we would copy things done and become friends over the years. If you're a good enough student, you figure it out. So in my quest for best practices, better ways, you know, follow the best and the brightest, that's how I wound up being good friends with Tom Kelly here. So that's how we are for hour two, 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Bring your calls on. I've missed you for a few weeks. It's been nice to be. I have Saturdays for a while, but you know, I've been part of your family. You've been part of mine for a very long time. Nice to be back home. 314-436-7900. Let's go right to the phone lines, see what's happening with my friend Laura. Laura, good afternoon. Welcome to lunchtime on KMOX. How can I help?
Hi, it's good to talk to you, Scott. But before I tell you my little situation, Mr. Kelly, I really like that idea about the handyman service. Hint, hint, Scott. But anyway.
I'm listening, Laura. I'm a slow student, but I'm a good student.
So I live in a house that was built in the 40s. So, you know, traditional bathrooms from that era. And when you walk into the bathroom, to the left is the tub, and on the right is the toilet and sink. Mm-hmm. So behind the, well, I shouldn't say behind, between the tub and the wall, there's a small linen closet. But the linen closet isn't functional, you know, like 30 inches down, because that's where all the plumbing is for the tub. And this linen closet is probably with the face, you know, with the door jam stuff, is maybe 11 inches, 10 inches wide. And I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I had this brainy idea the other day because I got so aggravated. I took the actual door off, and leaned it up against the bathroom wall because I am just tired of the little area. So is there any way that I could, like, take the door jam off and fake a door jam look around the door and then do a, put a, you know, a wheel on the bottom and then do one of those rollout shelves attached to it like they do in kitchens, that you can just roll the, you know, the shelving unit out instead of trying to get in?
Yes. Yes, with an 11-inch wide linen closet, you're kind of backing into, well, that's nothing more than a frustrating assimilation of a linen. I mean, you can't really do anything. So the answer is yes. Kudos to you for taking the door off, because that's how this all starts. Is there's got to be a better way. Something's this dysfunction has to be adjusted into function. So you've taken the first step. The answer is, yes, you can. In a house built in the 40s, as my father would say, it is built for stout, which means that, you know, it's real door jamb, it's heavy-duty casing, it's plaster walls. So you're going to be into full battle mode to do this, but there's nothing structural about all it. You can take all that stuff out. You can actually remove any wall section. Leave everything on the tub side because that's the business end of the tub, and everything in that wall is important. So the way I would advise going into that, and here's the problem, is the way the door swings. Your door will cover over the face of whatever the function is, whether that's shelves, whether that's roll-out shelves, or whether it's a linen closet. So it will remain a bit inaccessible. I would, frankly, the best way to achieve what you're doing there is pull all of the framing out, take out all the plaster, and install a custom-built cabinet that slides into that hole and then trims around. Well, you know, you're thousands of dollars into the cabinet and a few more into the framing and et cetera, et cetera. Less may be more in this situation, to the point where, you know, just keep it as shelves or install shelves. Maybe don't even remove the jamb, because now you have to recreate something aesthetic and pleasing and functional, you know, which if you're a handy person, you know, it's perfect. So, I mean, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, this is a perfect do-it-yourself project. If you're not, man, it's a bunch of little work that, you know, it's all trim work, it's all high tech. So you need to know what you're doing and have the tools, have the time and the experience. So if this is your first foray, you're probably over your head, but, you know, if you can just put shelves on it and then purchase baskets that function in that same way, you know, it might save you $6,000 to $10,000.
I do like the idea of making the top part of it a custom cabinet, because that would probably be the cheapest, and then just make it, you know, a faux door at the bottom or whatever to cover, because it's not pretty what you're looking at, you know,
Often box in those bottoms to where the door might be floor to ceiling, might be a full door. You open the door, but there's just nothing on the bottom two shelves. It's a boxed in ghost, you know, place for the plumbing of the, you know.
That's exactly, what I have. Okay. Well, gosh, that's a good idea, and it'll give me something to think about, and I know where to find, you know, that cabinet maker, so that's better.
You're halfway there. I will say some cabinet makers will do their own installation. You know, half of them do, half of them don't. But this is kind of an expanded cabinet job. It's not really a shrunken bathroom remodel in terms of who you're looking for. You know, if you can find a cabinet person installer, and they've got the skills, whether they're willing to do it or not, whether it fits their comfort zone, you know, this is something you could do to do all the demo. Putting it back together might be above your badge level, but, you know, this is not rocket science, but doing the cabinet is.
All right. Okay. I have one other question for you. Yeah. I have a friend who, you know, this last cold spell, really cold spell, several days in a row, she has a house, and it's a full house, and a full living quarters in the basement as well for her mother-in-law. And the pipes froze down there, and so I was asking her about it. And apparently there's an island in the kitchen where the sink is. And, you know, you're standing on a concrete floor right above the dirt level. And I was like, well, how low did they, you know, put those pipes in? And she says, well, I don't know, you know, because they bought the house after it was built. And I wanted to know, do you think that would be the most likely place where it froze? Or could it be somewhere else in the in the piping.
Yeah, it's somewhere else in the piping, because all that dirt down under the floor is like a cave. So Merrimack Caverns at 56 degrees, that's about the temperature of the dirt right underneath that floor. So it's not going to freeze. But the pipe that gets run under the floor is probably very close to the exterior wall, or what we call the building envelope. So it is close. So the pipe comes over the ceiling that serves the main floor above, and it comes around the corner, goes down the wall. Well, right there at the top of the foundation, if there's any kind of an air leak or any kind of void in insulation, that's the weakest link right there. So I would bet that right at the ceiling to wall line somewhere is where the freeze occurs. And it may not split the pipe, so you may never find out. But if it does split, you'll find out when it you'll find up here in about 24 hours when it warms back up. It either leaks or it doesn't. Sure. And if it leaks, it'll really leak.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much for that information and the idea for the cabinet. I'm really thrilled.
All right. Well, I'm glad it's kind of in your bandwidth, because it's going to take it's going to, in our world, kind of in the business, it's going to take a champion to get this thing across the line. And if you've got those skills, man, you're halfway home.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Laura, take care. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement, University of KMOX. Tom Kelly standing by here. We'll get to a little bit more about Tom Kelly and the Neil Kelly Company. And frankly, the standing a little bit about the remodeling industry and how Tom and I both grew up in this and are watching a kind of an industry unfold right around us. We were part of it, but in some ways, you know, look what happened when we weren't looking. You know, the whole industry grew to be the size of the new home building market as well. 314-436-7900. Bring your questions on. Scott Mosby setting in for Rich Orris, who is convalescing with COVID. I think he's probably feeling a little bit better right about now. Anyway, we'll take a short pause. Come right back for more after this. All right, Scott Mosby, Home Improvement, standing in for Rich Orris, who's away today. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. I still have a little bit of influence, I promise, if the sun keeps shining. I'm moving the temperature up just a little bit, you know. Well, maybe not, but it sounds good, doesn't it? You know, it makes me feel like I'm helping, you know. But we're getting warmer a little bit. Tom Kelly standing by here with me here in studio from Portland, Oregon. Let's get right back to the phone lines here, see what's cooking with my buddy Paige. Hey, Paige, good afternoon. Welcome to lunch on KMOX. How can I help?
Well, I hope you can help me, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes,
I have two big dilemmas. Old house. At 50s, we added a room on several years ago. It was a garage, but we enlarged it and kept one wall that was original. There's a crawl space under it now.
Okay.
And the other walls were added, and we have furnace ducts going through the crawl space and up into the new room. The room is now sinking and pulling away from the main house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where I'm going, how I'm going, it needs to be addressed, because yes, there's a gas line that is new going under the crawl space into the main house. We had a new furnace put in. So I don't know who to call to come look at this situation and advise me on what I need to do to stop the room from falling off the house, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, first off, you've decided that this is the right thing. You're on the right track. That's number one. Number two, this isn't that big a deal. I mean, it is structural. It is movement. It's going to cost you a few bucks, but there are a lot of good companies in St. Louis that do just this. What happens is you've got, you know, a foundation that was buried under the ground 75 years ago, and it's all settled in, and it's really good roommates with the dirt around it. So the old garage is doing just fine. The new structure that was built
Actually, it's a new foundation for the particular room, on because it was a garage and it was
right.
So the concrete floor was flat on the ground. There was no foundation, but the house itself is fine. But
yeah,
it's sinking basically. I think.
Which part is sinking?
The one side, I am assuming, is sinking. That's why it's falling away from the house.
Is that the newer part of that room addition?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, that's so it's a newer foundation on different dirt, and
right.
It continues to move. So it just you need to get some sort of peering or support. There's several different methods depending on which company you use. But suffice it to say, your hands are going to get underneath those footings, the structure of the new room, and something is going to hold it up, and its feet are going to be on bed rack or screwed into secure soil down below. Several different methods, a lot of good companies that advertise here on CAMWEX, and most all of them have a different way of going about doing it. But to a foundation repair company, this ain't rocket science what you're asking for.
Do I need to have a soil engineer come out and look at this first?
No, not really. If you were an engineer, that would be the process you go about. However, these foundation guys are repairing foundations, and they know, I mean, anybody that comes to your house will know the profile of your soil. The state of Missouri and the states of Illinois, all they keep this on record for us. It's down in Rolla, Rolla School of Science and Technology, used to be Rolla School. So they keep core samples from every water well ever drilled in the state of Missouri. So they know the dirt. They'll walk to your house and they'll tell you exactly what dirt you're on. So yes, you do, but these guys already know that information because it's kind of like, does a carpenter know how to drive a nail? Well, you betcha they do.
Well, so I need, do you recommend any?
Sure, there's Stratum, there's Helitech, there are a lot of good companies that advertise here and otherwise, but they will... You will find many good choices here. It will be a little bit pricey because, you know, they're taking responsibility for this foundation they didn't build. So they're going to over-engineer it and over-fix it, if you will. You're going to pay for it. But you're really, you know, it's just something you do. It's like, well, I broke my window. I have to pay to get it fixed. Well, I broke my foundation. I have to pay to get it fixed. So It's really not unusual because when we put on room additions, we put a lot of attention into what kind of dirt we're putting it on, how deep is our new addition 8 feet deep and the old one, your old garage footing's only 3 feet deep. Well, you know, that's two different depths and two different soil profiles. So things like this happen all the time, and connecting a new addition to an old structure is rocket science, but it's done all the time, and it's not uncommon that you're in this place. And that's why these foundation companies are around and have plenty of business to do. We live in a mining community, basically.
Well, should I call your business on Tuesday and maybe get a list of some of the companies that do this?
Yeah, please call us 314-909-1800. It's part of the role that we take here on 97.1 and KMOX that, you know, if we're going to be out here, we do business with these guys all the time. So we're constantly refreshing and, you know, like, well, this company fell from grace, we'll take them off the list and we keep these guys on. And so it may be a short list at times, but they are the people we do business with. So obviously they've passed our muster.
Okay. One other item.
Mm-hmm.
The new furnace went in a year ago, and the ductwork was already under or in the crawl space with some of the flexible aluminum. It's mostly the normal ductwork, but then we had to separate it out to different to openings. I found black mold in it. Never had mold in the ductwork.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I called the furnace people, and they came out, and they said that's an airflow problem, that they could fix that. But what do I do about the mold? I have to have some mold remediation, I'm assured, because it's been blowing spores all over the house. I'm going to have somebody come look.
Let me think about this. Well, I know exactly what's going on. I'm trying to figure out who can help you.
Okay.
Because it's basic. So in the summertime, when you turn on the air conditioner, that metal gets very, very cold. And just like
Correct.
Your Pepsi glass or iced tea glass, it condenses. So the source of the water is coming from the very moisture in your crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
And it will condense, so you wind up with wet inside ducts. The ductwork needs to be seriously and fully insulated and isolated from the air, because your crawl space, I mean, just air in St. Louis in the summer is wet and warm.
Right.
And there's no way out of it. So you have to super insulate and isolate everything that gets cold from that crawl space, and that is insulation. I'll tell you what, call Ani Insulation, either that or call, ask for an insulation company when you call Mosby, 314-909-1800. But I think this is insulation, and the reason I send you to those guys is they understand this issue.
What was the name of that, Ani?
Ani, A-H-N-E, A-H-N-E. Or just call Mosby. They'll give you that name because they understand building science. They understand all this stuff, whether or not they, you know, anyway. But keeping that cold metal from touching that warm, moist air is the game. And that's what. And then the black stuff, you're going to have tested. You just have to find out. But very seldom is it really nasty stuff that in those, unless it's been going on for 10 years.
No,
but I'm not qualified to make that judgment, frankly. So you have to test it.
Yeah, it's been a year since we put the new furnace in.
That's not a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, don't be too worried about this. If somebody's going to sell you a $10,000 solution, it's probably not that broken. You know, on fixing the mold, you know. But if I can get you pretty excited if I tell you some war stories about mold, so beware.
I know. And to top this all off, I'm 82, and I'm not even going to be living here that long.
Well, so if you're 82...
I'm not moving.
If you're 82 and you're worried about the mold, you'd be dead now if it was a problem.
That's what my friend, my daughter-in-law said.
Yeah, it does need to be addressed. This is not,
yes.
You know, go to sleep and don't worry about it. But, you know, we have old respiratory systems. We're subject to more stuff than others. So, please address it. But, you know, you're not going to die tomorrow because of it.
No, I'm in landscaping and I'm out in the mold all the time. I'm still working. So I know it's not bothering me.
But. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're.
So
yeah,
I'm not, and I'm the only one around. So,
we'll talk in 10 years, and we'll still be the only one around. All right, thanks a lot. Nice talking to you, Paige. Good luck, and call Mosby Building Arts. Anybody else that listening, you're looking for something? It's 314-909-1800, and we do keep a reference list. And who answers the phone can put you onto that reference list, and we keep a pretty good list. And they're the people that, you know, we trust and do business with. We'll take a short pause and come back for more on KMOX and 97.1 FM Talk right on here. Oh, check this out. Watch this. Hit a little spin. Oh, yeah. Check. This is the Mosby move. I'm doing it. Oh. My producer, Drew, just hooked me off the stage. You know, remember that? The old vaudeville hook come out. Well, anyway, reminding me as a radio. Scott Mosby here, 314-436-7900. Sitting here in studio with Tom Kelly, Neil Kelly Company out of Portland. Tom, you've been standing by here patiently and founded in 1947. Our companies are very much alike in history and generations and, frankly, even the work we do. Kind of, you're almost like chairman emeritus of the industry, whether you will accept that or not. You know, from my seat, and I know I speak for many people that are listening, contractors that listen to CamWex. You know, we all know the name, and we followed the company for a long time. And you know, thanks for the people you've helped you never met.
You know, Scott, one of the things about our industry that's in some ways unique is that there's no national remodeler. But you find in almost every city, major city in the United States, like St. Louis is, mm-hmm. you find a remodeler who's been around for a long time, who's the brand, the company that so many of the citizens in that town go to. And, of course, I know that that's what my company is in Portland, Oregon. And mm-hmm. One of the great things about the industry is we get to know the other remodelers like you across the country and share ideas and share information. And, you know, for your listeners, Mosby Building Arts is that company, that wow. brand that is just, you know, stands out, you know, above the competition. And wow. that's you know, it's real apparent to me that your company is the remodeler for St. Louis, and I admire you for that.
Well, thank you. Right back at you, and Frank, and the thank you. I and the reason I know Tom is we then all get out of our puddle, and we travel to events on a national scale where I meet Tom and we meet others, and we all have similar issues, and we sit down in a room and, you know, best practices, and I keep up with Tom over the years. Just because we're always in some sort of a best practices or thought leaders program. Tom sits on the Harvard Center for Housing Studies, as does our company as well. So the industry wants to know what we think. We want to know what the industry's thinking. And, you know, it's kind of scary to realize that how long we've been around first, how confusing the market still is, you know, how tough it is to get a good remodeler, and how many times, you know, our activities in Better Business Bureau and our various Rotary, all the not-for-profit things we are involved in. But anyway, I hope this is helping you as the consumers. And Tom, thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Definitely it. Well, you ready to go back to phone lines here?
Sure.
All right. And by the way, I have to tell you, all this building science stuff and all this condensation, Tom Kelly's company, again, so we talked about the design build, but the building science, how it affects health, the whole efficiency and economy of energy systems and their efficiency and how it affects the environment. Tom Kelly, again, a leader, and so we can talk a little bit about that in a
sure.
bit. Let's get back to the phone lines here, talk to my friend Carol. Hey, Carol, Scott Mosby. I'm at your service. How can I help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to see if I'm doing things in the right order. I live in an older home. It was built in 1940. It had been through the flood of 93, about 18 inches of water. Sadly, the walls were never taken down, so I'm concerned that there's mold. Plus, there's termite damage. Plus, I'm pretty sure we have a major structural problem because there is about a half-inch wide horizontal crack leading into the basement. I was thinking of having someone like Helitech or Woods come out and look at it, but is that the right step to take first?
Yes. Again, to Paige's earlier question about her room addition, The foundation companies know the soil. They know the flood histories. They've been fighting this battle for a long time. So the library of knowledge that shows up with the better companies definitely can help you noodle your way through these issues here. Termite damage is usually from moisture, and that can be from movement in a foundation. When foundations move, that's oftentimes from runoff water that erodes the water out from underneath the footings and structures. So, yeah, Carol, I think the foundation company is the right place to start for that one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck. You've got to get a multi-headed monster there, don't you? All right. Thanks, Carol. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. Next up, let's talk to Asim. Hey, Asim, Scott Mosby here. How can I help you?
Hey, Scott, Mr. Mosby, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I am a physician, left my job in Boston to come home to take care of my parents in the house that they built as immigrants coming from Pakistan. And that house was built in 1976. Hmm. And in being in that house, I, you know, was living in where I grew up. And one thing that was an issue with the bathroom is that the hot water on the tub and shower in the bathroom did not really get to maximal heat. I could get it to maximal heat for maybe a couple minutes. On top of that, the delta between boiling hot and tolerable hot just went to cold. So there's like a very fine window. So I had that bathroom remodeled, not only for that, but it was sort of stuck in 1994, if you know what I mean, like all the black vinyl stuff. So we updated it and put like Callista One and, you know, I won't tell you the name of the construction company, but they rhyme with STL, Resign and Spilled. And it's been one thing after another, and that water issue is not solved. The fixture for the temperature counterintuitively has the hot on the right, on the right panel on the bottom, and the C is on the left. And in my mind, intuitively, if you turn that dial to the right, you'd be going hot. But it turns out you actually go in the counterintuitive direction. If that makes sense.
I'm with you, brother.
Yeah, so it's just a mess. And we reversed it, didn't help, and then we re-reversed it to the original way. Now I'm getting lukewarm, can't get a hot bath, and I certainly can't get a hot bath after, I can't get a hot shower after taking a hot bath, or a lukewarm bath, I should say. It's like a cold shower after a lukewarm bath. So what's your thought? 50-gallon tank needs to be replaced in the basement, or is there something with the settings in the fixture? They said they opened up the valves, quote-unquote, so that I'm getting maximum pressure, maximum heat. What's the issue? What's the solution?
The issue and the solution, do you have a good plumber? First place to start.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because all the questions you're asking, I mean, Callista's top-line stuff.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, but the better stuff like the Callista, the Kohlers, all that better quality brands have springs and moving pieces that pressure balance. So it's like an electronic something. And when it's off, it's really off. Well, you have your cartridge in there can be flipped, or anyway, you just need a good plumber to take you through all this, because those cartridges can be flipped. They can work. You've got a good housing in there with the valve. You need the wizard plumber. You've got everything ready. You just need the wizard.
And by the way, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, maybe it depends. It depends how old it is. If that thing's only 5 years old, no, it's you maybe flush it out once, but something's the valve has the ability to cause all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and
well,
thanks.
You were about to say something until I interrupted. What was that?
Kudos to you, brother, for coming home. Take care of your parents. I mean, we've just been through that.
And a privilege and a gift to me. To be able to take care of the folks that brought me into the world. I do have two other questions about the stuff going on in the bathroom. So we got a cabinet that is, and I didn't realize this, but it's a shorter cabinet with drawers on the right and a two-door cupboard on the left. Mm-hmm. And that cupboard is sort of the one that's adjacent to the toilet, which is then adjacent to the bathtub. Now, right. The cabinet's useless to me because that cabinet is sort of empty space storage place for cleaning and right. other supplies. I want to put shelves where that second door is on the left. And apparently they can't swap it out for what that cabinet originally was made of, put those shelves there instead of the door. But there are internal shelves apparently that you can buy that would sit inside and then you kind of pull them out and maybe take off the door or just keep the door on it. And then you have to open the door and you pull out the shelves. Is that your experience?
Yeah, but there are companies that will retrofit, pull out shelves for you, and finding some. It's kind of sometimes it's a franchise. They'll build a box for you to put in the right side or on that side, and you'll have pull out kind of drawers or shelves behind the door if that's what you want. So that's a possibility. But your sink bowl defines where those doors are and where those drawers, which is why swapping it out is tough. Yeah. All right, I guess I ran out of time, and apologies for not being able to stay with you. We have to take a break here. Scott Mosby, KMOX, sitting here with Tom Kelly of Neil Kelly Company of Portland. We're at your service, and we'll be right back. All right, back together. Home Improvement. Scott Mosby, 97.1 FM Talk, KMOX. We are simulcasting, sitting in for Rich Orris, who's away today. Tom Kelly of Neil Kelly Company out of Portland, Oregon, in the studio with me as well. Let's get right back to the phone lines and talk to my buddy Joe. Joe, good afternoon. How can I help, my friend?
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. Hey, I'm probably being a little bit premature here. But last season, I was having problems with my irrigation system. I was getting a hammering effect.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I remember.
And it wasn't just at one station. It would vary from station to station intermittently. And I've had irrigation people come out and check, and they're not sure what it is. One says it possibly might be the backflow valve. I was wondering if you might have any ideas.
It can be that. Are you having any problems now that the irrigation's winterized, no more hammering?
Well, now that the system has been winterized, no, I haven't had it turned on yet, but right, I'm anticipating that old problem's going to come back.
Yeah, well, it does rule out. It means you properly identified where it's coming from. The backflow preventer is very much a possible culprit because it, too, has a spring that shuts things off under flow and pressure. And if that spring, backflow preventer needs to be rebuilt every X number of years, I think, by St. Louis County. So by building code or plumbing code to make sure that backflow doesn't allow, your old water that's stuck in your hose from getting sucked back into the potable water system, erroneously, and then, bad water for you and me. So they do need to be rebuilt, and they should be periodically. If you don't remember having it rebuilt, call a plumber, get it rebuilt, and you'll find out. Make sense? All right. Thanks, Joe. Hey, folks, thank you to Tom Kelly for stepping in. Tom, thanks for visiting. Will you come back in the future?
I will. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Godfather of remodeling, Tom Kelly out of Portland, Oregon. Scott Mosby will be back sometime. All right, back together. Home Improvement. Scott Mosby, 97.1 FM Talk, KMOX. We are simulcasting, sitting in for Rich Orris, who's away today. Tom Kelly of Neil Kelly Company out of Portland, Oregon, in the studio with me as well. Let's get right back to the phone lines and talk to my buddy Joe. Joe, good afternoon. How can I help, my friend?
Yeah, good afternoon, Scott. Hey, I'm probably being a little bit premature here. But last season, I was having problems with my irrigation system. I was getting a hammering effect.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I remember.
And it wasn't just at one station. It would vary from station to station intermittently. And I've had irrigation people come out and check, and they're not sure what it is. One says it possibly might be the backflow valve. I was wondering if you might have any ideas.
It can be that. Are you having any problems now that the irrigation's winterized, no more hammering?
Well, now that the system has been winterized, no, I haven't had it turned on yet, but I'm anticipating that old problem's going to come back.
Yeah, well, it does rule out. It means you properly identified where it's coming from. The backflow preventer is very much a possible culprit because it, too, has a spring that shuts things off under flow and pressure. And if that spring, backflow preventer needs to be rebuilt every X number of years, I think, by St. Louis County. So by building code or plumbing code to make sure that that backflow doesn't allow, you know, your old water that's stuck in your hose from getting sucked back into the potable water system, you know, erroneously, and then, you know, bad water for you and me. So they do need to be rebuilt, and they should be periodically. If you don't remember having it rebuilt, call a plumber, get it rebuilt, and you'll find out. Make sense? All right. Thanks, Joe. Hey, folks, thank you to Tom Kelly for stepping in. Tom, thanks for visiting. Will you come back in the future?
I will. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Godfather of remodeling, Tom Kelly out of Portland, Oregon. Scott Mosby will be back sometime.